Welcome. Happy Thursday. ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White. We have more people in studio than we've ever had before.
I think it's a record.
It is a record.
It's a party in here. Who brought the wine?
We've got George Samuels with George Samuels and Associates here
Profit
in Solana Beach.
Coach.
Profit coach, yes. The CPA here in Solana Beach specializes in helping the owners of small businesses take their business to the next level. And as he said, his alter ego, the Profit Coach.
Yes.
Thank you very much, George. This is your second stint on the show. Obviously, it wasn't too painful the first time.
Actually, it was, but I decided to sign up for one more round.
Good answer.
This time's going to be worse.
Good answer. We also have in studio Kat Hinsky with Cattell.com. She is a matchmaker. Hi there. Thank you for joining us.
Hi. How are you?
And her two bodyguards, Cece Palacio and Dusty Rickers. Thank you, ladies.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Well, coming up today in the show, we're going to have Tiffany Hazelar run us down the credit myth tip of the week, which talks about how to soften the blow of a short sale on your credit report. She's going to be on right after the break.
I'm curious to see what she has to say.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people out there going through that problem, and frankly, most people think there's nothing that can be done, and you know, I'd be really interested to see what she has to say about that. Also, we're going to run a few laps with the Profit Coach. He's got a 22-point ebook here, talks about quick fix remedies to reviving or increasing your business, taking it to the next level. We're going to run through a few of his, I guess it would be 22-point plan, as well as give some home care tips. That first impression when that person of the opposite sex comes to the home for the first time, perhaps for dinner or what have it, some really immediate turnoffs or what people are like. We're going to hear from Kat, and she's going to tell us some stories about that.
Yeah, you know, what we'd really be surprised is that when you take a look at some of the things that we recommend in terms of staging, these matchmakers are actually recommending the same thing for when you bring somebody home. So when you're talking about either finding the love of your life or you're talking about finding the house that you're really hoping to buy or sell, you know, staging it may make a big difference.
So getting down to it, I think one of the most important articles to come out this week was Freddie Mac's economic predictions for 2013. Freddie Mac, pretty powerful in the real estate world.
What is
world.
That, 10% to 13% they're predicting?
Well, they talk about a variety of different things, but housing activity. They're saying new home building starts are up 25%. That is a huge, huge gain.
20% is a big number.
Starts in new home building.
I got to say, I'm actually seeing a lot of it when I drive around.
Well, that must mean that the home builders are anticipating something of a recovery. They stopped building homes
when
things
are bad.
Most of them
are pretty happy right now.
Yeah. They're also saying that they expect a 9% increase in transactions. Not necessarily increase in value, but 9 to 10% more transactions. So more people will be transacting, which often comes from more available money, less
shadow
inventory.
You know, we had two people on the show previously, one that was talking about getting a hard money construction loan in which you'd begin making the payments right away because the money comes in a lump sum. And now we're starting to see some of these banks come out with construction loans again where you only pay on what you draw on. So we're starting to see a lot of the lending open up right now, which is really fueling this economy.
Are you seeing with any of your clients, George? Are you seeing any of them jumping back into the market?
Little by little, and the biggest key indicator that I know of happens to be right in my building. I have one of these REO people that not own half the building, but they take up half the building, and it used to get me depressed because he'd always have a big smile on his face the last couple of years, but now all of a sudden he's not smiling so much. So I figure that's an indicator the economy's turning around. And all the people that he had working there aren't working there anymore. So that is a good uptick sign of the real estate market.
Excellent. And what about you, Kat? I would imagine home ownership is a pretty sexy quality to have in a potential mate, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. You have to have a great home. You have to be comfortable, and you have to be happy.
Good enough. Okay. They go on to say mortgage rates. They say the 30-year fixed will remain below 4% throughout 2013.
Hip, hip.
Yeah, yeah, certainly it is the fear that interest rates might go up that is perhaps driving a couple people to jump in the market now. But right, yeah, 30-year fixed on average under 4% predicted all the way through 2013. That should help out as well.
I hear, Ryan, you're going to hold them down for another year.
I wish I could.
Thank you for doing that, by the way.
You're welcome. Distress levels. Foreclosures to continue to remain at high levels. But high levels is a relative term, meaning that there are still about 3 million homes that are seriously delinquent. It's nationwide. But that is down from previous numbers of 4.5 million. So it's a recovery. We're about one-third recovered as far as the amount of foreclosures out there. And shadow inventory, which a lot of us are worried about, a lot of the buyers out there and homeowners are concerned that more and more of this shadow inventory is going to come on the market. So all in all, they're predicting a pretty decent 2013 and a good recovery. And I really think that a lot of that is evidenced by the builders and the new starts. Those guys usually have pretty good idea of where things are going.
You know, I got to say that I feel that we're in a recovery. However, there's also seems to be somewhat of a lull after the new year. I mean, there was kind of a rush on housing up until the beginning of the year. And now it just seems to be that everybody's sort of gathering their stuff before they really get engaged. Are you seeing the same thing?
We certainly see our rush. I was showing homes this past weekend, and we went to maybe 6 homes. And of those 6 homes, some were open houses, some weren't. But every time we went into one, there was at least 2 or 3 people, other couples, coming in with us to look at the property. So it's certainly on everybody's mind going out there and buying a home. It seems like, it seems like maybe the right thing to do. Another article here, new law to aid owners in trying to save their homes. And this is a homeowner bill of rights that was passed. Of those, dual tracking has now been prevented. Dual tracking is the practice of processing a short sale or a loan modification at the same time, or a short sale and a foreclosure at the same time, such that the bank will have to complete loan modification or the short sale before they're able to start the foreclosure process.
It's a little known fact that the Association of Realtors actually opposed that being passed.
It's kind of unknown what the lack of ability to dual track is going to do to the bank environment. It may mean that they won't allow any short sales because they can't foreclose. Maybe they won't allow any modifications because they can't foreclose. We don't really know.
You know, I get that the politicians want to get involved and try to fix this problem. However, what I see them doing is really getting involved in what the banker's decisions are. And the banker may be sitting back going, you know, I may actually consider doing a loan modification. I may actually consider doing a short sale. But when they start saying you have to do one or the other, it's the bank's right to say, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to go ahead and start the foreclosure process so I know that I'm moving in a path that's going to get me to the result, whether it's owning that property, selling it on the market. You know, I'm jury's out for me on this. I don't know what this is going to do to us.
The other two provisions that it put in were the prevention of the robo-signing. That was the automatic approval of foreclosures. And assigning one point of contact for the loan modifications. All those are out there to help make the process of the modification or the short sale easier for the consumer. We're here in studio with George Samuels, the Profit Coach, as well as Kat. We're here with Kat Hensley with Cattell.com. She's the matchmaker. And we are going to go through the Mythbusters credit buster tip of the week. When we come back, Tiffany Hazelar of Dedicated Credit Repair will be here to tell us about how to soften the blow of a short sale on your credit report when we come back.
The best part about being smarter than everyone else is that we don't have to listen to all the talking heads. We don't have to listen to all the rumors and all the graybeards who think they know how this stuff really works. The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills. Any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1000. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us.
Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
It is no secret that I love McDonald's chicken McNuggets. Crispy on the outside, made with tender, juicy white meat on the inside. But what I love the most is sharing my McNuggets with the ladies. I could never choose just one with whom to share. And with the 40-piece McNuggets for only $8.99, I do not have to. Ladies? Wait, where are you going?
To McDonald's. To get our own 40-piece.
They only loved me for my chicken McNuggets.
A 40-piece chicken McNuggets for just $8.99. Crispy, golden brown, and made with white meat. It's everyday value you can't resist. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Excuse me, señorita. Would you like to,
No.
No, okay.
Something new has arrived at McDonald's. The delicious grilled onion cheddar burger. Yummy goodness with white cheddar cheese and sweet grilled onions for only $1. The grilled onion cheddar is available all day, every day on the McDonald's dollar menu. Try it today. I'm loving it.
The Start Fresh and Save event is on at the Home Depot now through February 3rd. You'll find top brands like Home Decorators Collection and Husky. Pick up some 66-quart Sterilite storage totes with latch handles. The see-through design lets you remember what you stored. And at the new lower price of $8.97, the savings are easy to see, too. So come in, start fresh and save. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only. See store for details.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it in the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks. So I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices and participation may vary.
Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin here.
And myself, Ryan White. We are honored. The Prophet Coach is in the house. George Samuels, thank you very much for joining us.
Come on down.
As well as our matchmaker friend, Kat Hiskey. Thank you, Kat, for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
On the phone, Tiffany Hazelar, Dedicated Credit Repair. Tiffany, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Ryan, thanks for having me back.
Tiffany, we are excited to find out how I can soften the blow of a short sale or foreclosure on my credit report.
How is that
How
done?
Do I do that, Tiffany?
How is that done?
Well, Ryan, it's so funny because it seems like there are all kinds of ways to regulate industries of all kinds to protect the consumer. Fair Isaac Corporation, though, is one of those few organizations that we, the consumer, are truly at the mercy of. And it's funny, I tell my clients all the time, if you were to go buy a box of Wheat Thins at the store for $4, the FDA is required to list every ingredient, every possible thing that the consumer should know before the purchase. However, FICO, one of the largest institutions that has a direct impact on just about every consumer, isn't expected to have transparency at all when, you know, looking at the mathematical algorithms or what we call risk factors to determine score. And we find that they're secretive and extremely controversial. But when you do some sort of investigating through FICO's website relating to the topic of short sales and foreclosures, you'll see that they will give you an estimated amount of point deduction of anywhere from 30 to 300 points. So essentially, either a little bit or a lot, which is a completely convoluted way of explaining what could happen to a consumer through the short sale process. So one thing that I always explain when debunking the credit myth issue, short sales and foreclosures, deed and lose, anything relating to the loss of a home are graded the exact same way. So for example, on a credit report, you will see short sales, foreclosure, deed and lieu. When those words hit the consumer's credit report, whether it be 60 points or 100 points, the same points will be deducted for all three things. So essentially where you get that sliding scale of 30 to 300 points is really in the amount of 30-day lates that accumulate during the loss of the home. So the best way to minimize or mitigate that excessive amount of point decreases is to maintain 3 to 5 open revolving lines of credit, store cards, et cetera, no less than 3, no more than 5. And all of those credit lines or trade lines need to be kept at 35% ratio balances. If a consumer does that, they will see, and they just miss a few payments, for example, on their mortgage, they will see maybe a 60 to 100 point deduction where FICO is concerned. Whereas if for some reason their existing revolving credit debtors, creditors reduce their credit lines, then perhaps a $5,000 credit line gets moved to a $1,500 credit line. Well, if that new credit line is now maxed out, you're going to see that your consumer loses about 200 to 300 points.
Mm-hmm. So it's really about balance.
It's about balance, and it's about being extremely proactive as a consumer and making sure that your existing creditors don't penalize you when they see that you've missed payments on your mortgage, and try to keep those trade lines open at all times. And then, of course, if you're even considering doing a short sale, rather than putting your head in the sand and prolonging the process, certainly the more proactive consumers are the ones that are penalized the least.
That's good insight. I would have not guessed that keeping open trade lines would have such a benefit to my credit score, but that's why we have you. It's Tiffany Hazelar, Dedicated Credit Repair. She's offering free enrollment in her credit repair system. It's the EasyPay credit repair system, DCRUSA.com. Tiffany Hazelar, Dedicated Credit Repair. Thanks, Tiffany.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Bye.
You know, we got to have her back on next week because I've got some questions about that. I mean, you know, what if you don't have the 3 credit lines and your mortgage is late? I mean, how are you going to go out and get those credit? I mean, how are you going to get those credit cards to get those 30% balances on there to balance that out? I mean, you know, it's almost like you have to know that you're going to foreclose in the future. I don't know. Maybe she's got some answers for us.
Call
next
Tiffany.
Week.
George Samuels.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what exactly does a profit coach do?
In its elegant simplicity.
It's got a nice ring to it, I got to tell you that.
There you go. As a CPA, I consider myself the un-CPA, much like they used to have the un-COLAs. But in its elegant simplicity, we try to get as much out of everything you got as an entrepreneur or business owner, while at the same time minimizing your risk and protecting your downside. That, in a nutshell, is what I do, trying to help get your business to the next level. It's a blend of systemizing and improving your business for all the things that many of us have gone into business for, but oftentimes remains a distant memory. We all went in trying to get greater.
Mundane aspect of actually running a business can get old quickly. Right?
Yeah, after about an hour and a half. So creating greater profits, we can all relate to that. Trying to generate more cash flow. Donald Trump, that was his
very
line.
Important.
Huh?
Yeah.
Cash is king. One of the main reasons we went into business was to create more freedom. We can pretty much all relate to this one, why we went into business. More fun. I'm not sure that relates to me, but I think maybe Kat, that probably is the essence of her business. And a lot of it's to create greater leverage over what we already have right now. It's the scalability of businesses. I don't know if any of you have seen that TV show Shark Tank. Have anybody
sure, of course. Of course.
Dribbled mm-hmm. through CC, that
you watch that all the time, right?
Yeah, I actually applied for it.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have a patent pending, and I applied for it. I'm waiting for the call.
Tell us.
Let's do one right now.
Yeah.
So, but one of the key things about that is what they say, well, you know, sounds good, but the business doesn't have any scalability. It's basically just yourself. And what I do is try to help people that have ordinary businesses get to that extraordinary level where they have the scalability. They can build that business around them. They're no longer the technicians or the entrepreneur or the manager, but it's a synthesis of all those three. If I can digress one quick second on that, and that is because businesses are a unique animal, well, much like at the individual level, what you do in the matchmaking, and they're complicated businesses oftentimes. And I use the relationship to the skinny guy and the fat guy. They both hate each other, and the fat guy is fat and eating, and then he tries to go on a diet and does that for 2 days. He gets on the scale. Okay, great, I'm down 5. And then another couple of days later, it's not working. And then pretty soon, a couple of days later, he's back up into the fat guy mode. And in businesses, somewhat the same thing. They have three different types of people. There's the entrepreneur personality of all of us that go into business. And that part of the person, they're like 6 months ahead of everybody else. They're in the future. They're dreaming. They got the vision. They're out there. But that's the necessary story of what makes a business work. Then there's the manager. And the manager is the history guy. He's living in the past. He's trying to control what already happened, putting out the wars and the crisis and all that already happened. And then you have what a lot of people are, the technicians. Those are the doodlers, the guy that's doing the work currently.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of tension amongst those three different types of personalities. And a guy like me, what we do is go in and work with those three personalities and try to maximize through innovation primarily premium selling rather than what people oftentimes think, lower your price, discount, and that oftentimes goes nowhere.
And that's why you perhaps came up with your ebook here on quick fix remedies to, I guess, is it kickstart or to invigorate your business? Or
everybody, you know, likes a quick fix, right?
If it's doing well, perhaps just take it to the next level. It seems like that's kind of your niche.
It is. And yes, you're right. This, what I've been doing has been about 15 years in the making, and I've had a fair amount of successes with it. And what this booklet, ebook that I have, which is available to those people that call in, it's a quick start. It's how to think outside the box, as some people would say, and what can be done, not cutting through expenses. I know I said I'm a CPA, and yes, I do tax returns like everybody else. So
you better get busy because, you know, it's coming up, right?
Well, we still have another couple of months. I get busy around April 14th. Besides, the government is not ready to process tax returns, I'm told. They're going to hold on to the refunds until Congress gets their act together.
Right.
So, well, we're gonna walk through a couple of these quick fix remedies. The helpline, 888-551-2593. Again, that's the number, 888-551-2593. Get a hold of a free copy of the Profit Coaches, profitcoach.net, quick fix remedies to invigorating your business. We're going to run through three or four of them after the break when we come back.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder, how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments? The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
Pacific Coast Commercial is a San Diego commercial real estate and property management company. Are you a business owner looking for the perfect building to purchase or lease? Or a landlord tired of high vacancies and the day-to-day challenges of tenants and property management? Pacific Coast Commercial handles the sales, leasing, and property management of all asset types throughout San Diego County. Let us show you why Pacific Coast Commercial is the right choice for you. Call Vince today at 619-469-3600. That's 619-469-3600. Or PacificCoastCommercial.com. Do you have negative items on your credit report that you'd like to clean up? Hi, Mr. Credit here. I've helped thousands of people clean up their credit reports and improve their credit scores over the years. It all starts with some good and honest advice. I recently created the Credit Repair Helpline. So when you're ready to get serious about improving your credit score and cleaning up your credit report, you have a resource on your side that you know you can trust. Talk to a certified credit expert today by going to MrCreditRadio.com or call the helpline 800-525-1349. That's 800-525-1349. Everyone can have good credit, no matter how bad you think it is now, with the proper knowledge and time on your side. Everyone can have 750 credit score. Email me through MrCreditRadio.com or call the Credit Repair Helpline at 800-525-1349. 1349. That's 800-525-1349. 800-525-1349.
We couldn't imagine functioning without the advice of our CPA.
Mark Cuneo, Vice President of Grower Relations, Sebastiani Vineyards and Winery.
We just finished a new multi-million dollar winery, and without our CPA being involved in all of the capital planning, financing, and the leasing of equipment, we would have never realized our dreams of creating our quality product.
Certified public accountants are at the heart of sound financial decision-making, providing objective financial guidance to help companies grow and families build financial security.
Our CPA is very much a member of the team. Emma's dog is even painted on the wall of the tasting room.
Make sure your CPA is a member of the California Society of Certified Public Accountants. Trusted, objective, at the heart of sound financial decisions.
There really always has been a CPA involved in the decisions. It's really kept us in business for over 100 years and family-owned and operated for over 100 years.
To ask a CPA, visit us at calcpa.org.
You want to enjoy whiskey, but you don't want the whiskey burn. Well, what if whiskey wasn't hard to drink? What if it was easy? What if I told you it can be? Try the light, easy taste of Canadian Mist Whiskey. Triple distilled and aged in oak on the shores of the Georgian Bay. So lighten up with Canadian Mist. This is going to be easy. Drink responsibly. Canadian Mist Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, Brown Foreman, Louisville, Kentucky.
As the NFL comes to an end, all roads lead to the Big Easy and the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of Super Bowl 47. Let's take a look back on some of the past matchups. In 1990, the 49ers and Joe Montana rolled over John Elway's Denver Broncos. On February 3rd, 2013, all eyes will be on the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. And the final question will be, who will prevail? Road to the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. Experience one today at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer.
I want to do it. Welcome back to ESPN 1700. We are here with George Samuels, the Profit Coach, making us more money. George, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, thank you.
And we're with Kat Hiskey, the matchmaker, the millionaire matchmaker, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you for
having
me.
Welcome, welcome. So, George, you know, we're going to dive into some of these points in your ebook that are critical for new business owners or existing business owners to be more profitable.
Yeah, we're skipping ahead to point 10. Kind of an interest way to start a book, but we're starting on the 10th chapter, yeah?
That's the way I read them.
That's the way you read them, okay.
Or the 10th paragraph, whatever.
The 10th paragraph. This is guarantees and incentives.
Yes.
What do you recommend we do, George?
Have an extraordinary guarantee.
Oh.
I start out with this one because it's somewhat unusual in the sense of what most people would think they can leverage their business opportunity with. It's not simple as raise your prices or cut your costs. It's what you can do in your strategy, your business strategy, to make it a whole lot easier for people to want to purchase your service or product.
Well, give me an example of a spectacular guarantee.
Okay. I'm glad you asked that question. The one that I have as the best example is what was called Michael Ward Photography. And the biggest problem you have with photography, wedding photography to be specific, is what happens if it doesn't work out? What happens if the cameras crap out or what have you?
Well, not the wedding, the photography.
The photography. But the wedding is such an
important... That's a guarantee, right?
I don't know. We're talking to ask Kat about that.
But Kat, you actually have a guarantee, right?
I do have a guarantee. First, they go out and on dates, and then if they don't find the one they want, then they don't pay. So,
interesting.
It's guaranteed.
You don't pay till you find the right one.
You don't pay till you find the right one that you want to go out on a date with. I set them up on meetups. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they meet up and they come back to me, and if they say, "Kat, I don't want to see her again," then you know they don't see her again. But when they do find the one they want to see again, they'll say, "Kat, I want to go out on a date with her," and then I'll set that up. At the end of 3 months, they pay for what they've got, the dates they got. So.
Well, that's great. Looks like, George, you might already have some profit soldiers out there.
There's an extraordinary – it's literally – there's an extraordinary guarantee right there, because what is the biggest fear of somebody going into the single matchmaking world is, well, you know, I've kind of done that, been there, done that, and I'll end up with Starbucks with a Doppio espresso and a woman that I want to spend less than 10 minutes with.
Or, you know, you write a big check to a matchmaking company and they guarantee a certain number of – dates, and you know, once you give them the money, they disappear.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's just like giving a contractor the money before they do the work, you know.
Right.
So I'm, you know, no shame out there to contractors. It's just that if you hold back some of that cash, then a lot of times you get the results you're looking for, because money's a motivator.
Exactly.
Yes. And anyhow, this Michael Ward Photography, to the extent that the wedding is the biggest day of your life, and if things don't work out, he has such guarantees in here. If for whatever reason the pictures don't come out, he'll redo everything. He'll dry clean the bride's dress. He'll dry clean the bridesmaid dresses. He'll rehire the groom's suit, rehire the groomsman's suit.
Wow.
Reproduce the bride's bouquet, reproduce the bridesmaid's bouquet, dry clean the mother's dresses and the father's suits. And as required, he'll rehire the wedding car, rebook the church, reinvite the guests, have the wedding cake reproduced. And I mean, that's
wow. We get to have a wedding
to
again.
Put him at the top of the list.
I'm not sure anybody wants to go through it again.
Yeah.
But the key is to get it specific and outrageous. The more
there's a bunch of guys in the studio, right? I mean, if it's not done right, aren't you guys willing to go through it again? I mean, it's the one of the best days of your life, right? Or something like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's Cinderella dream.
We'll go through it again and again for 3 months.
That certainly
you're going to like it.
Exactly. That certainly does sound like an extraordinary guarantee.
But it is. And the key, but the flip side of that, in all seriousness, is if the product or the service really doesn't perform, then don't give the guarantee, because truthfully, you'll get burned. And it's not going to work out. Your credibility, your integrity will diminish, and it's not going to work. But the flip side of that, it opens the doors, and you find out the more you can stretch it out and the more outrageous you can get it, people think, well, if I do that, they're going to challenge me on it and they're going to call me on it. And the reality is, very few times do you ever get called out on it. And yet the increased business is phenomenal compared to the additional one or two times.
And I think last time we talked, one of the biggest advantages you can bring to a business is actually bringing numerical values to measure your marketing efforts. And it sounds to me like you're saying you have the ability of assisting someone to come up with these guarantees and actually monetize to determine, you know, if my guarantee is going to cost me $50,000 if it doesn't hit, I got to make sure my guarantee brings in X times $50,000 in business to cover that one time it doesn't necessarily work, and I have to actually invoke the guarantee. That's why someone needs someone like a profit coach to determine what it has to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can see how
you know, guaranteeing something can actually get you more business, but you just don't want to over-guarantee to where you start cutting into the sustainability of your business.
true, but I think that's why where it comes into the thinking about it, and it's a structure, and it is more an involved process. It's not something you just sit around in 10 minutes and come with your guarantee. And that is what we do. It's a 4-step process of working with people. As you're more than welcome to call in and get the e-book that I have here and to see whether or not this is for you, for your business that has the potential to take the journey, to take that first step. I'd be more than happy to sit down for an hour gratis and go through some numbers that are specific to your business.
We're on the line here with George Samuels, the Profit Coach, the helpline, 888-551-2593. Again, 888-551-2593. He's running us through. We're going to get to maybe one more of a point on his 22-point ebook available for free. Anybody interested, call in or, of course, go to his website, profitcoach.net. Jumping around again, looking at number 11, lock in sales in advance.
Okay.
Why should we do that?
Because it works for dentists. I mean, they're the classic profession that this works unbelievably well in. I mean, I assume we all go to dentists and you spend your few hundred dollars, and the second you come out the door, they say, well, Mr. Samuels, 6 months from now, the same date and time, pretty good for you. I'll lock you in. And you, well, sure. And then pretty soon they're reminding you and they're keeping you in the fold. That's a classic business because if you think of dentistry, how many of us would really on our own every 6 months call up until the thing really starts to hurt? So that's the classic example. The other one is it can work for many services or business. So the classic one that I've had experience in is with the tree trimmer. You know, I used to have trees that grew up all the time, and every time I wanted a tree, the guy comes out, and you find the cheapest guy out there, and he does it, and there's no renewal to it. He's gone. He's cut your trees. But perhaps instead, if he systemized his business and locked in the sales by saying, well, Mr. Samuels, for a lesser amount of the transaction, instead of charging me the full bore on the one-time, one-off sale, you might say, he'd say, I'll set up an automatic 4 times a year. I'll do the pruning and the trimming and come around automatically. And that would be a pretty hard thing to turn down. And once you're on the program, they just automatically show up and you get your bill.
Right. Recurring income.
Exactly.
Setting up recurring income.
It really is smart to lock in those sales in advance.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. It's good to have someone in the know to walk us through the process. I think we'd all love to have some kind of guaranteed recurring income. One more time, the helpline, 888-551-2593. Get the Profit Coach's quick fix remedies to increasing the revenue in your business. Again, the number 888-551-2593. When we come back, going to have Kat Hiske here to walk us through the matchmaking process and how to give a great first impression when bringing that significant other home for the first time.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. Or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com.
Let's start a movement to lighten our impact. It starts with REPRIEVE, a fiber that contains recycled plastic bottles. And it really gets going when you choose a fleece beanie, a jacket, even a pair of pants made from REPRIEVE. So let's get everyone
to recycle plastic bottles,
buy recycled products,
and join our green movement on Facebook.
That's REPRIEVE, REPREVE.
Together, we can make a better world.
Because there's no I in REPRIEVE.
REPRIEVE, it's what's in it. Proud recycling partner, X Games Aspen 2013.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh. I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700, the Real Estate Radio Hour. Our guest, George Samuels, the Profit Coach, is literally telling us how to make more money right now with his ebook. If you call in, he'll send you a copy. In addition to that, we've got the 8 things that you can do to stage your home to sweep that lover off their feet. In fact, we've noticed that a lot of times the list that's on, that's this 8-point list, is so good that we can sweep buyers off their feet when they actually come to the house. So that's where we're drawing the parallel here. So, you know, Kat, you're a millionaire matchmaker.
Yes.
Tell us more about what you do.
Okay, well, I love to bring people together who are looking for a serious relationship, no games. They're ready to start a family or ready to settle down and be happy. A little bit of what I do also entails of bringing my interior designer to their home to make sure there's no clutter in their home, and she stages it to where it just is more inviting and more comfortable. I offer my concierge services. I set up the dates, and I will call the restaurants and ask them, you know, to give them a quiet table, romantic, and bring some extra candles for them or some cake at the end. Just make it really special for their dates. I also have someone who's an image consultant. I have a personal health trainer and a life coach. So all of those things are offered in my services.
Right, but you know, one of the things that attracted us to each other is the fact that you have free registration.
I have free registration, yes.
Right?
Anyone can be in my database, yes. Anyone, both the men and the women, can be in our database.
Well, you know, your home says a lot about you. It's basically an extension of your personality. Your location preferences, design, taste, and style. Much like the way you dress, the home is a physical expression that tells a story about who you are. I mean, it's been said that a current lover could be wooed off their feet by the way that you present yourself and the way you present your home. Tell me an example of some of the things that you've had in the past, given all the people that you've met, that maybe good, maybe bad, that were impressioned by showing them a home or something like that.
Well, one time a client had a really good home. Everything was wonderful. This was in the beginning. That's why I added going to their homes and making sure that their homes were great, because they went. The lady in the database went out with my client, and he had a wonderful $4 million home. And so after the fifth date, he brought her over, and there was clothes everywhere all over the floor. The furniture was from the 80s. And after the date, I called them both up, and she said, "Cat, well, he's a great guy, but he is messy, and he is still back in the 80s. I do not want to see him again."
Wait, so, were they over at my house?
Now, I wonder, Kat, was this guy, what was his request on a woman? Was he wanting a woman with the great nails and the beautiful home? And, I always wonder what their request was, because sometimes I find that a lot of people in general, men or women, sometimes request and they want a certain profile of a person, but they're not that profile.
Oh, yes, exactly. He wanted her to be beautiful, 15 years younger, intelligent, successful, fit, works out 5 to 6 times a week. You name it. The list goes on and on. Clean.
Beer drinker, fishing.
Football loving.
Yeah. That was her list, right?
Exactly. So, yeah, no, I mean, definitely there are different types of requests, and I have to match them both, do the best I can, and then help them and train them both to try to fit with each other.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of stories out there right now. A lot of people out there that are separated. A lot of people out there are looking for what you provide. And, you know, with today's technology behind us, there's a lot of things. There's all these different internet sites people can go to, all these different resources that they can go to. But, I mean, there's a lot of stories out there. Ryan, you were saying you had one?
Well, I just had coffee this morning with a now new friend of mine. This guy is about 40, entrepreneur, doesn't work. I say doesn't work. He doesn't have a 9-to-5 job.
Mm-hmm. And he's single?
He's single.
Ooh.
Owns about 20 pieces of real estate, free and clear. Is able to bring in income off of those. And he's a amateur bodybuilder.
Okay.
I saw pictures of him today with, I don't know, 4, 6, 8 pack. I don't know, something like that.
Wow.
Plenty of muscles.
Wow.
Why is this guy still single?
It is possible to have an 8 pack.
Why is this guy still single?
Well, sometimes they just have too many prerequisites. And their ideal match does not match the real world. So they get disappointed over and over again.
Were you able? So through your service, perhaps he can find the right one.
Yes, and I will give him a little reality check on what is important.
Well, okay. You know, it's safe to say a lot of times with these beautiful women that they say, you know, I get approached, but I get approached by the wrong guy.
Right.
You know, some of the guys that are out there that are really respectful, they don't feel approach is the right thing to do. They want to actually be respectful and not approach. You find that?
Yes, but the only problem is they're giving off a feminine energy. Okay, us ladies like a man with masculine energy, and a man with a masculine energy is going to come up to the lady and say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so, you know, and may I have your number or whatever. I would like to see you again." That we respect that and we love that. Now, if a woman has a strong male energy, then she will go flirt with the guy. But most ladies are feminine and want to be approached. They're the ladies.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's fair to say that if you've got 80s furniture, based on your story, it's time to get rid of it.
It's so time to get rid of it. Yeah.
We can keep the $4 million house, though, right?
Exactly.
So keep your space clear, right, and organized.
Keep your space clear of clutter. It's such a turnoff. To go into someone's house and see everything a mess and all over the place. So definitely keep it nice and organized. It definitely impresses the girl.
You know, one of the things that you had mentioned to me, which really stood out, was that you mentioned that the community is stronger when people are happy.
Yes.
And businesses do better when the owners of these businesses are happy. So you're in the business of making people happy.
Yes, I am. That's what I do. And if people are happy, the community is stronger and everyone's making money, everyone's making love, everyone's doing everything.
Oh. Yeah. No downside to that, right?
I don't see one.
So, you know, some of the other points that you can add to this list, I mean, you mentioned something about having, you know, a great sound system, but maybe not necessarily a sound system that is 80s-esque. I mean, put that boombox away. I mean, these are the same things that we would recommend when we were bringing a buyer over to a house and suggesting that they buy this home. If there's 80s furniture in it right now,
exactly.
It's just not staged properly.
Yeah, I mean, you want to impress a little. You want something that is a great sound system that can play a nice background and bring a little ambiance to the place. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were at a interior designer's home just last night, and she had Apple this and iTunes that and all set up and had pictures running on the computer. It was pretty amazing, but you didn't see any of it. It was all hidden away. She controlled everything from her iPad.
Ooh, that's sweet.
It was actually pretty amazing.
Yeah, the house was stunning.
The house was stunning, yep.
Yeah, that's important. Also, I mean, yeah, like you said, you know, hide the technology. And if you want to find a room in your house and just put all that stuff in there, you know, have
like
a TV room or that, like garage or, you know, wherever. But, you know, if you want to have your TV room and put all your technology in there, that might be a way to go. For sure. Also, make your rooms cozy and comfortable and inviting. You know, just a few pieces of area rugs and some throw pillows and maybe a couple of candles and you're set.
Yeah, see, I really don't see a downside to this. If you're currently married, you can stage your home to have a more romantic experience with your current lover. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to sell your home and you want to stage it right to sweep that buyer off their feet, or if you're single, whether you're male or female, you know, having your home staged is really an extension of who you are. It's an extension of your personality, your choice of location, your choice of home style. This says a lot about who you are.
It sure does.
You know, and there's a whole list. There's 8 topics here that Kat has outlined that can increase the probability of success when it comes to your lover. But in addition to that, you know, if you want a copy of that, just simply call our hotline at 888-551-2593. Just leave your email. We're not going to harass you. We'll simply send this a copy to you. Also, Kat, you have a Valentine's Day singles mixer coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, I do. Tuesday, February the 12th at 7 o'clock from 7 to 9 p.m. We are going to be at the Saint-Tropez Bistro near the UTC area at 8935 Town Center Drive. And that's in San Diego. The cover includes appetizers, dessert, and one champagne cocktail.
Okay, so a great opportunity to get out and meet some singles, that sort of thing.
Yes.
So, you know, you've got a large database of people that may be attending this that are single.
Yes, I
and
do.
This is a singles mixer that you have coming up, the pre-Valentine's Day singles mixer.
Yes.
The $10 cover, right?
It's a $10 cover, okay. Yes.
So tell us a little bit more about your registration. You mentioned earlier registration is free for your company.
Yes, the registration to be in our database is at no cost to anyone, men or women. And what to be in our database is to be reserved when our members are asking for someone of their profile type. We'll call them up and we'll say, hey, here's someone, and give them the specs about that person. Are you interested in meeting them? They'll either say yes or no, and they'll go on a meetup, and they don't have to pay anything. And there's nothing to lose. They just go show up for an hour. They don't have to exchange phone numbers. They don't have to exchange names or anything. They just go and meet, and then I get back to them.
Mm-hmm. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with Kat Hiskey from Cattell Matchmakers. And we're talking specifically about how you can stage your house to increase the probability of actually continuing that relationship with that potential mate. Or, in fact, stage your home so that if you bring a buyer over there, that buyer is, in fact, swept off their feet. Very similar when it comes to the staging process.
Yeah, the two are really not that different. I would say that many of the techniques one would use to encourage someone of the opposite sex to feel at home in the home are a lot of the same techniques we would use to get a buyer interested. So they're along the same lines. Kat's website, Cattell, Cattelle.com. Go on, find out more about the mixer. Find out more about registering for free to be in her, I guess it is her booklet.
Database
that she utilizes to
confidential
select.
Confidential database.
Okay, good enough. But the $10, your pre-Valentine's Day mixer is up there, information about that. As well as George Samuels, one more time, profitcoach.net. That's profitcoach.net. The helpline number here is 888-551-2593. Again, that's the number, 888 855-551-2593. For all of our past shows, you can go to the realestateradiohour.com, pricelesshome.com, iTunes, and YouTube. Download all you need. They're all there. Good advice for anybody out there.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned the construction loans.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of that is on our previous shows and such like that. If you're looking for that 8-point handout about how to improve your property to make that lover excited about coming over again, you know, simply go to Cattell's website and check it out.
Talk to you next week. Thank you.
Way you do it.